This is the John Oakley Show podcast.
Into the final stages with our panel and topics worthy of discussion. We'll update the news at the top of the hour. One story that's making the rounds this hour is that some Toronto police officers might have been misbehaving. There's a video that's been posted on an Instagram account and from last night appears to show two officers driving three women to a nightclub, playing music videos on their in-cruiser computer, and posing for pictures with at least one of the women who's in handcuffs. So, the plot thickens. Toronto police are not really suggesting much, although they're saying it's been referred to professional standards for a review of possible misconduct.
You think so?
Well, I'm just guessing aloud. But here's the question. See, and this is where, if it's boys behaving badly, it fits in nicely with a campaign that Gillette has launched. It has to do with toxic masculinity. It's a 90-second ad. And what they're doing here, it's titled, We Believe, encourages men to change their behavior. And wrapping itself around the Me Too movement, in order to directly confront America's culture of toxic masculinity. As I say, it's 90 seconds. Here's just a sampling.
Bullying. The Me Too movement against sexual harassment.
Toxic masculinity.
Is this the best a man can get? It's been going on far too long. We can't laugh it off.
Who's the daddy?
What I actually think she's trying to say.
Making the same old excuses.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
But something finally changed.
Allegations regarding sexual assault and sexual harassment.
But she says it's
toxic. And there will be no going back.
All right, as I say, just a sample of a 90-second clip. It may feel like 90 minutes. Kristen, let me ask you, as the only woman on the panel, I mean, do you think that there's something to recommend this kind of approach to men and trying to move a product that men use, do you see this as being an encouraging thing, or do you think that there might be more downside and it might put some men off?
I had one of my friends on Facebook say that it made her cry.
Really?
So I haven't seen the full ad. I don't know. I don't know if it would make me cry. I don't know
because
if it's...
Because it connected with her?
I guess. I don't know that a razor company is that effective at changing culture. Maybe it is. We'll see. But I don't know that this will be that effective.
All right. Is there a place, though, Mike? I mean, you're a strategist of sorts.
Sure. And,
to take this approach, this tack, to trying to reach men and, to Kristen's words, change culture.
Sure. Look, I haven't seen the spot. I just listened to the clip that you provided. You know, we've seen beauty companies like Dove, try to start conversations about women's body image and these different things. So I believe companies can try to positively contribute to a conversation. I think. I get worried when we start, we saw the American Psychological Association, I believe it was, come out last week and sort of pillory, every sort of male trait that might exist, or suggesting that even venturism and risk taking are somehow, not traits that should be encouraged anymore, and it gets lost. I'm all for the Me Too movement and the conversation we're having, and really thinking about how men behave in the workplace and society. But I think we really have to find a way to get at bad male traits and not just male traits. And that's one of the line that sort of gets trampled sometimes in some of this virtue signaling we see around these topics.
You know, and I would agree with you because this is it. Just suggesting toxic masculinity, it becomes conflated with masculinity in general terms. It's kind of like white privilege. Again, it's sort of ambiguous, but it's a pejorative to white, white folk are the pejorative in all of this. Tom Parkinson, do you see a risk here that A, it could be misinterpreted, or it might just have the reverse impact? A lot of men will get resistant to this.
I don't know.
It's being preached to. That's the point.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. I don't know. It's funny because it's being put forward by as a product.
Right.
Right? This is what's unusual about this. This is not a politician or somebody from an activist organization the American Psychiatric Association or anybody talking about...
Well, it's fraught with downside, too. They're taking a risk here.
Yeah, so that's sort of interesting that they're willing to do that, and that, I think, probably speaks quite a bit right there that you can go out and do an ad and associate your brand with this discussion for men. It's obviously a product for men, and it could, and they think it's going to be a positive. So, on the other hand, that's interesting. I got to say though, if you're trying to distill all these issues down to selling razors, that also just kind of strikes me as a little bit, flattening.
Flattening
to
disingenuous.
All.
They're using this legitimate concern, perhaps, to leverage.
you ever been in a boardroom when somebody from a PR company? I'm sure you guys have. When a PR company is making their pitch, sometimes they don't believe what they really want you to. I mean, they really got a great idea,
right?
But it can be kind of mercenary,
So they ran this past a focus group in Peoria and said, this is a winner.
Which I think is the interesting part, that it would come back that way.
But we see brands try this all the time, right? So it's sort of building a brand, an idea around a brand. Mm-hmm. And they're making a choice not to talk about the fact that the five blades on the razor will shave you closer than anything ever before. And they've decided to attach themselves to an idea that they think there's a conversation going on in society, and they hope there's some brand halo around that. So it's interesting not talking about product features, but talking about an idea.
An idea.
And seeing where that gets them. I don't mind the idea of companies trying to contribute to the conversation. I think we all sort of grade this stuff on the scale as to how sincere it might be and what's the purpose of it. In general, there's a conversation taking place around toxic masculinity that I think can sometimes be overreaching, though the basis of why we're having that today is important.
All right. Hey, that's a pretty good way of rounding out the panel this afternoon. Mike Van Solen, Tom Parkin, Kristen Carmichael Greb. Appreciate you all joining us this Monday afternoon. We'll do it again real soon.
Thanks for listening to the John Oakley Show podcast. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and anywhere else you get your on-demand audio.